This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to the Steve Earle Show on Air America Radio, and we are brought to you by New West Records, and we're back, and you know what we do around here? We invite people down to bring their records and play music that they're listening to or they think we ought to be listening to. No, this is not the Desert Island List. This is not a hip-o-meter. It's just music that people, you know, that people like and at a given point in time. This week, our guest is Colin Firth, and thank you for coming in because you saved me this week because we actually didn't have anybody booked, and you happened to be here, and that's which I think is really great. You're making a movie in New York right
that's
now.
Right. Yeah, glad to be of service.
Yeah,
it's a great pleasure for me, and it's great that it's last minute as well because if you give me any time on this list,
right? Yeah. Well, I've had people that have actually had to go into like some sort of analysis after.
Well, quite. The minute you asked me to choose six. I mean, I know that's not the spirit of it. It's supposed to be, but my life is in a vortex. While I'm choosing, and it's just you do not know what effort of will it took just to be random about this as much as possible.
Yeah, just for everybody, this was a situation where I did lean on someone that I knew to come in and do this because I really needed a guest badly, and we bumped into each other during the week, and I did literally call this gentleman last night, and he emailed me a list last night, and I downloaded it. And when I started this process, I knew where to start looking for this because Paul Kossoff, I'm a huge, huge Free fan. That's one of the greatest rock records ever made. And of course, everybody knows about Paul Rogers going on and Bad Company and other people that were in Free, made a noise in other bands. But Paul Kossoff, it's interesting that in the leading download service that I found nothing. There was nothing available to download. I had to dig a little bit deeper to find this.
Well, he died a long time ago.
Right.
I mean, I suppose he didn't establish himself in the mainstream before he went.
Right.
He was 25 years old. He was a member of that band.
He was the guitar player in that band, and he was one of the great, blues. There's a whole period of a very typically Brit interpretation of blues guitar that brought us Eric Clapton and brought us Jimmy Page and brought us a lot of the guitar players that survived and that we know about. But this guy was, Paul Kossoff was one of those guys, and had he lived, we'd be having a different conversation right now. This is Paul Kossoff, Time Away.
Thank you.
Paul Kossoff on Air America Radio. Our guest this week is Colin Firth, and this is a really good list. This is going to be interesting. We'll be back. This is Steve Earle. You're listening to The Steve Earle Show, brought to you by New West Records on Air America Radio. This is Steve Earle. You're listening to The Steve Earle Show on Air America Radio, and we are brought to you by New West Records. And our guest this week is Colin Firth. And, you know, Spoon is a band that comes up on people's lists. I don't think anybody's played Spoon on this show, but I think people really champion this band.
Well, I'm fascinated by them. They don't sound quite like anybody else, and I can't put my finger on where or why that is. I mean, it's, you know, they're a guitar band. They've got the keyboard. The voice is good, but it's not wildly different.
Right.
But they get under your skin, and they seem to be almost stubbornly unmelodic. And but they have this fascinating rhythm that they bring to their songs. And
right.
There's always an itch to listen to them that absolutely nothing else will do.
This is Spoon. This is from the album Kill the Moonlight, and it's Back to the Life. America Radio. Our guest this week is Colin Firth. I probably first heard about that band because, you know, Don Smith worked on some of the early records, and he's a producer these days, but he was an engineer that I worked with on some of the first production projects I did.
Uh-huh.
But their stuff is it there is this sort of kitchen sink thing to it. It's like, you know, you can hear almost any kind of sound on one of their records that
yeah.
will be thrown in there. Stuff coming from a very organic place, but, you know, and assembled from a lot of different kinds of parts, but doesn't quite all fit together, which is kind of cool.
It's some sort of naive and spontaneous in a certain way, but it's a lot more sophisticated, I think, than meets the eye.
John Martin, for somebody like me, I mean, I probably know more about John Martin than most Americans do,
mm-hmm.
basically because I'm a folky. You know, I wanted an electric guitar just like everybody else did, but that was the oldest of five kids, and it was to my dad's, you know, advantage to discourage that, and he never would quite let me have an electric guitar. So I sort of, and there was a lot of cool, interesting acoustic music around when I started playing in 69, 70, 71, both on both sides of the water, and I just naturally started seeking that music out. So, you know, I knew about John Martin and that whole group of players that really did come out of the folk music scene in England, and you know, there was an equivalent of, you know, Crosby, Stills, and Nash Records over there. People that came out of a hardcore folk scene but integrated into the pop music scene. But this is maybe, I think probably it's my favorite John Martin record, and it's the title track. This is John Martin, Bless the Weather. Martin on Air America Radio, Bless the Weather. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Steve Earle Show, brought to you by New West Records. Steve Earle, you're listening to The Steve Earle Show on Air America Radio, and we are brought to you by New West Records. Our guest this week is Colin Firth, and this is something that I have been meaning to look into for years, because doing what I do and knowing some of the musicians that I have idolized, and especially musicians that have that had something else going on that they were talking about other than just, you know, trying to promote their own careers and selling records. And Vela, you know, is, I've heard, and I know very, very little about Vela.
One of the most powerful personalities in the whole of music scene, and anywhere in the world. And
right.
He was hugely political. He spent a lot of time locked up, being physically beaten by his own government.
Right.
He was someone described him as a real tempest of a human being. And that, you know, he makes Liam Gallagher look like milquetoast. You know? And you know, I'm very attracted to that which is very unlike me. And,
right.
You know, I'm not that guy. There's part of me wishes I was. I started life in Nigeria, all but. I mean, I was taken there when I was a couple of weeks old. I was there for 4 years, and Nigerian music does tend to get to me, I think, partly for that reason.
This is Phil Okutu from, and this is Water No Get Enemy on Air America Radio.
What are you going to say? pesebe o mi lo malu. If you want cook soup, now what are you going to use? Tori bambo na o mi lerore. If your head is hot, now what are you cooling? Tomo bandaba o mi lo malu. If your child is grow, now what are you going to use? If water kill your child, now what are you going to use?
Radio. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Steve Earle Show, brought to you by New West Records. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Steve Earle Show on Air America Radio, brought to you by New West Records. Our guest this week is Colin Firth, and this is such a great list. Kelly Jo Phelps, I was really thrilled to see this come up, and that you knew about Kelly Jo Phelps, because this is an American guitar player and songwriter.
I don't know where I found him, but it started with this song. This was the way in, and I was blown
away.
And this
album, this is a great album, which I think is his second record. It might be his first, but I think it's his second
record. Mr. Zen. I don't know what he did before that, if anything. But I have to say, my fantasy would be... I listen to your stuff, I listen to stuff like this. That's what I would like to be able to do. And if I were an air guitar player... I would be an air picker. I'm not a rock lick sort of fantasy. I would want to sound something like this, because he doesn't make it the frontal feature of the song.
Well, that's the thing. You are dealing with a virtuoso level guitar player and a slide guitar player, and that normally gets to be like a form of athleticism, you know, when you're that kind of guitar player. And you make records as a guitar player, but this guy... is a really great singer, and he's a really great songwriter.
Well, the words are so compelling here
they
as
are.
Well. And,
they are.
And he's got a great voice, and it's a real song. It's not just pyrotechnics.
I saw him for the first time in Australia at the East Coast Blues and Roots Festival in Byron Bay, and I you know, you play more than one show there. I saw him on a small stage, and I sort of caught the last three songs of the set, and then I ended up, you know, coming back the next day to see a show on the big stage. And this is Kelly Jo Phelps, who's this is River Rat Jimmy.
Drums are still playing, I can see them marching close. This he walks like a shadow, and that he dances like a ghost. The one that looks like Jimmy, Lord, he scares me the most. River Rat Jimmy and Jehoshaphat. River Rat Jimmy and Jehoshaphat. boyhood mumbly paid, 6-inch of Bowie blade, out the top of my Red Wing kickers and down a muddy slippery grade to the fever pitch Savannah where granddaddy lay. Oh, river at Jimmy and Joseph at night. River at Jimmy and Joseph at night. Oh, Lord, oh, no. Jimmy goes to face, ate off the kitchen floor. His woman mom threw dinner plates, a drunken dad on the door. And he would cop us cans of beer, close his eyes and soar. River at Jimmy and Jehoshaphat. River at Jimmy and Jehoshaphat. Oh, oh. Yeah. Revelation at a boy, man, a child of ten. Never looking up to heaven, Lord, it was heaven there and then. And we wrapped our bloody fingers like a shy-eyed Mr. Zen. River at Jimmy and Jehoshaphat, surely, surely. River at Jimmy and Jehoshaphat. Sink the lake, and who would run off fast enough before the boat string and break? Man, we was crying for tomorrow through the crying and the shake. River at Jimmy and Jehoshaphat. River at Jimmy and Jehoshaphat. River at Jimmy and Jehoshaphat. Ah, river at Jimmy and Jehoshaphat.
Kelly Joe Phelps on Air America Radio, and that's River Rat Jimmy from Shine-Eyed Mr. Zen, which I think is a record that everybody should have. He's a great fingerstyle guitar player, great slide guitar player, but he is a really, really great songwriter, and he has a really interesting take on traditional material sometimes. Tell me about this Bonnie Prince Billy track.
Now, do you know him? Do you know his stuff?
No, I don't really at all.
Well, where did I discover him? I came across the name, because he has so many different names, Palace Brothers.
Right.
And then I realized that Palace and Palace Music and Palace Brothers were all the same thing. And then he's actually called Will Oldham. And now he's Bonnie Prince Billy. I don't know what's with all that. I don't know why he goes through all that stuff. Now, he is...
it's a P. Diddy thing. You know?
It's like, I mean, yeah, just, you know, whoever you want to be.
Yeah.
But it's... I find his stuff... haunting and compelling. I sometimes find it unlistenable. I hear tradition in there, and then I hear something that is completely off anybody's, off my radar, or anything I've really heard before. This is brand new. This one just came out.
This album is called The Letting Go, and this is Bonnie Prince Billy, and the song's called No Bad News.
Trouble, more trouble, can you get any more? Slow bubble boiling on the bedroom floor. Lonely ain't lonely, someone calling at the door. Someone lovely and she's bringing bad news. She clenches and she cries and lays on the stairs, pounding on the earth and yanking at her hairs. And showing such fear at being found unawares, to be here and be bringing bad news. Well, something bad happens and a lot of people go mad themselves, that's how awful it is. Turning half the heart into something hard and dark, and she had to bring here this. Well, she's told, hold your buttons and look at the sky. Someone will fix things if you let your face dry. Keep your face near the earth and your heart beat high, and you may transcend the bad news. Well, something bad happens and a lot of people go bad themselves, that's how awful it is. Turning half the heart into something hard and dark, and she had to bring here this. For all hammers and nails, for all leaves and nails, for all love, ambition, and enemies and friends, her face so fiercely that all her features go. She lays like a monkey unclothed in the snow, and her voice it decays, and before it does she goes, I will never again deliver bad news. Something bad happens and a lot of people go bad themselves, that's how awful it is. Turning half the heart into something hard and dark, and she had to bring here this.
Bonnie Prince Billy on Air America Radio, and that's no bad news. Our guest this week has been Colin Firth, and this is a great list, man.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming in and helping us out this week.
It's been a real pleasure.
Yeah, well, this is fun to do. We'll be back with something next week. I'm not sure exactly what it's going to be. And this is Steve Earle. You're listening to The Steve Earle Show on Air America Radio, and we are brought to you by New West Records. Good night.